latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The mayor of Alicante, Sonia Castedo, has spoken out in support of gay marriage and abortion during an interview with a Spanish magazine. When asked about gay marriage, the councillor responded, "Why not? I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me why not." Whereas regarding abortion, she said, "Each person is master of their own life and body. I do not command you, nor will I let you command me." Officers from the Guardia Civil in Torrevieja have arrested one of their own officers accused of trafficking drugs. A search of the officer's home in the barracks for Torrevieja revealed a bag containing a small quantity of illegal drugs. Having opened its first of 40 new stores in India this week, Lebanese food chain Zizo is also looking to expand into other countries, including Spain, the UK and America. According to the company, Zizo is a fast casual restaurant that serves authentic Lebanese with a modern twist. It's a concept with a difference that will bring simple, delectable Lebanese food to the world in an innovatively creative and healthier manner. Qatar Airways are to increase air operations from Madrid to Doha from November, adding another 3 extra flights per week to bring the total of 10 weekly services. The route will be served by Boeing 777 aircraft, offering an additional 252 business class and 1,758 economy seats per week for an overall increase of over 2,000 seats. The additional flights will connect to Qatar Airways' 144 destinations throughout its global network. Spanish shipmakers Armon has delivered the second of 3 tuna ships to the Mexican Grupo Mar. The 78-metre Oaxaca is the same as the Gijón delivered in December, with the Manzanillo still under construction. President of the Asturian Regional Government, Javier Fernandez, and the Spanish ambassador to Mexico, Luis Fernandez Cid, attended the launch ceremony, with Fernandez Cid describing bilateral relations as magnificent. The value of the contract alone is said to be in the region of €30 million per year. The Spanish government has criticised the European Union for agreeing to terms that forces 30 European fishing boats to leave Mauritanian waters in order to allow local fishing fleets exclusivity of tuna in the area. The European shellfish fleet has been allowed to remain in the area until December. The compromise was reached as Mauritania threatened to ban the entire European fishing fleet from its waters. And a 33-year-old Italian tourist died whilst attending a private party at a house at the weekend on Ibiza. Witnesses saw the body found in a plastic swimming pool at around 5:30 in the morning and showed no signs of violence. An autopsy will be carried out to determine the actual cause of death. For all the latest news, updated 24 hours a day, around the clock, 7 days a week, visit the website www.theleader.info.